Hey, welcome to the Cantos Podcast Channel. It's a student-driven discussion that explores academic and social topics of the day. And we are coming to you from Jackson High School, Jackson, Michigan. Today we have...
Jaden.
Olivia.
Elena.
Parker.
Gibson.
Gabe.
And today's subject is optimism. We have an article here that we looked at this morning that discusses the health benefits of staying positive. It's difficult to stay positive in today's world, specifically when we have so much technology around us. And some of us don't even share words with one another. We just don't even know anyone in the class. So how do we stay positive today? So we're looking at strategies. What do you think? What strategies do we use? Let's kind of preview or review what we've already discussed. What's one strategy you guys use that helps out with staying positive?
I like to use like family and friends to motivate me to stay positive. I like to use family and friends to like give me reason to like stay positive, if that makes sense. I use them multiple ways, but like to keep me going throughout the day, I like to think about them and like my good memories with them. You know, that keeps them, it makes me happy and positive, so it helps me keep me going.
You know, you use the word memory. And so the research I've been reading this year in this school year is trying to reinvigorate kids, students to tap into those memories. I think we're always going forward and trying to see what's next. And we forget some of the cool stuff we've done and some of the material that we've learned. Can't remember everything, of course, but memory is a very, very powerful tool, powerful strategy, because all of you in the, at the table, even including myself, we've done some pretty cool stuff. You just have to grab onto those memories. You're not, just because you're having a bad day, you're not in the best mood. Like today's a perfect day. Obviously, it's really, really rainy and really gray to stay as positive as possible. So reach into those memories and try to replicate those. Want to replicate those, and what did you do that day to have that success, that particular moment? So memory is a good one. I like that. Family and friends is another. What are some other strategies that we've used?
I think setting your expectations help, whether it's low or higher, having that growth mindset helps. I think religion can help, but it's kind of a touchy subject.
Sure.
I think knowing, having, because everyone has different definitions of success.
Right.
A lot of people haven't defined success for themselves. And I think that defining success for yourself and trying to work towards that definitely helps you have a positive mindset.
Yeah, setting realistic expectations. I think, and I said this before we got on, before I pressed record, it's nuts, some of the stuff we ask kids to do. You know, get all A's, you know, be good at every topic across the academic world. It's challenging. A lot of adults would struggle to get through your school day, you know, and so it's always good to just breathe, you know, look at your expectations. Are you having a good day? Are you having a good hour? I mean, break it down to just one simple hour, one simple play, and then build it from there. And, you know, you mentioned faith. You know, some people are devout and study a faith. Some people aren't. I think it's always good to read up on different faiths and different methods of coping, just to be aware of them, because you just never know when you might need it later on in life. So it's not necessarily about, you know, you have to believe in this particular theology. It's just a matter of being aware of what's out there for you as you age. Some other strategies that we use.
I
stay
guess
somewhat positive.
Me personally, I kind of just like to think, you know, it's bad now. It'll get better eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like where if you hit rock bottom, all you can do, you can like only go up from there.
Yeah.
If you're at rock,
if you have your worst
bottom
day ever, then that means that, you know, you got past your worst day ever, so you can only get better.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're saying too is what the article mentions is just self-discussion, what your self-conversation is. I think the article opens up with, hey, I did really well on a test. Some students will say, oh, I got super lucky, I just guessed my way through it. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you're pretty bright. You know, it is possible that you're pretty bright. It's pretty it's possible that you can read well and that you can decipher questions. Entertain that thought that you might be pretty good at what you're doing. Self-talk is a really big deal. And I said this earlier, like, I think it's important. If you need to vent, go ahead and vent, let off some steam. Just as long as you're doing it in an appropriate space, you know, driving home in your car by yourself, or obviously not in the middle of a packed restaurant, or not in the middle of a Tiger game, or Detroit Piston game or something, where there's thousands of cameras everywhere. So what are some other strategies of staying level-headed?
I think one is, you know, you'll have a good day, but then something bad happens, and like just that one negative thing can ruin you. Like, there's so much good going around, and then that one negative thing can just ruin you. You just got to think of all the good that's happened, and like, don't let the negativity consume you.
Yeah, like the princess and the pea kind of mentality, right? I don't know if you guys know that fairy.
Where it was like all mattresses.
Yeah, the fairy tale, like one little, you know, one little glitch in the day just throws you off kilter. You know, we gotta fend that off, especially in sport. You know, sport, you're gonna have a bad half, bad shot, bad night. You can't think about it too much and just keep playing. Absolutely. Make sure you don't turn something small into something big.
Yeah.
Your coaches say that a lot. What do you got?
Kids. I try to think of accomplishments that I've made throughout the day. So, like, I've gotten out of bed, done, gotten
dressed. No, that's a good one. It's a good one. I said that before we started recording. I think some days getting out of bed is a great accomplishment, and just moving around the work day. Huge, huge day. There's a lot of people that don't. And then that becomes a habit. And then once that habit grows, it's tough to undo, right? Liv, what do you got?
I agree with what James said.
Yeah.
Thinking about family, how they like feel.
Yeah.
And yeah, friends, like seeing my friends and really makes up my day, like spending time with people, just like kind of makes me forget about all like the bad that's happened.
Right. What about when you say spending time with friends, like, is it like in the same space, or is it satisfying for you to like just FaceTime or do something on Snapchat or something?
I mean, like anything.
What would you prefer?
Prefer like in person or FaceTime, like see like face to face conversation.
Okay.
Because just like seeing them smile would make me my day or whatever, you know?
Maybe that's why I do see so many people FaceTiming in the middle of grocery stores and things. Like, I see that. It's weird for me. Like, I'll see adults and kids and everyone FaceTiming in the middle of an aisle looking for, you know, the appropriate brown sugar to get for a recipe or something. Is it light or dark brown sugar? You know, and you know, FaceTiming in the middle of the aisle. I think there is a desire to be present. And maybe that's the explanation as to why they do that.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. It's going to sound cringe, but seeing my friends happy makes me, like, happy-ish. Mm-hmm. That's just how it works with me. Just seeing how happy my friends are and seeing how they're having a good day, it, like, makes my day better knowing they're doing good.
Yeah. The last point I wanted to make, and I said this before we pressed record, is, you know, living in comparison is really dangerous. I think that makes us pretty pessimistic. You know, constantly comparing your style of play or your success or your grades or your money, your income. If you constantly live in comparison, it never ends, for one. And so you really just got to really build who you want to be and just assess what you're doing. It's really hard because the world always is poking at us with criticisms and comparisons. But my best advice would be, A, to make sure you're moving. Always move. That's a strategy that I always, running is a big deal for me, shooting baskets. But also, I have to convince myself to not compare myself, my work, to everybody else. It's just silly. So, all right. Any last words? Optimism is the concept of the day.
I don't have anything.
I got nothing. stay positive. Go get them. Cliche. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.